Can you talk about how you generally approach second-line therapy of squamous in patients with low TPS scores and how you choose a checkpoint inhibitor and why you chose this atezo in this patient?
So in the second-line setting, if a patient has not received first-line checkpoint inhibition, you know, obviously if you had squamous patient with a greater than 50% expression, they would get a first-line pembrolizumab. But let's say this patient's PD-L1 status was not at that point, or they were treated with chemotherapy for whatever reason in the first-line setting. For those patients, we, as you know, have three approved options: pembro, nivolumab, and atezolizumab. Pembro is approved only if their PD-L1 expression is greater than 1% on label, and both nivo and atezo are approved regardless of the PD-L1 expression status. Now, the efficacy of all of these drugs in the second-line space seem very similar. If you look at hazard ratios from these phase 3 trials for survival, it's consistently around 0.72, 0.73. So we don't think their efficacy is much different. The main differences boil down to how often you give these drugs. Nivo is given every 2 weeks. Pembro and atezo are given every 3 weeks. So for that reason, from a patient convenience standpoint, atezo and pembrolizumab have become now more go-to drugs in the second-line space in our practice. And we chose atezo because at the time we started him on therapy, we did not have the PD-L1 expression status. We didn't want to wait for it. We said with atezo, we can just start him right away without having that information.